Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another Norm at Night, coming to you live from Bowie, Maryland. It's 9 o'clock on a Tuesday, and the fat left-hander is here for another night of talk. Oh, the libertarian hoedown's here already. We might be having a good night. I make jokes about calling myself the fat left-hander. Well, you know what? I am kind of fat, and to be honest, I don't know. I'm happy, and I know it. And I always want to show it. So, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, a lot of different things. Anything you want, actually. If you have something you want to talk about, well, just get on the line. Dial 347-945-6713, and we will be ready to talk with you. I got an opinion about most things, and that includes just about anything you can think of. So give us a call, 347-945-6713, and we'll talk to you. But I was searching this afternoon. I was searching around for something to talk about, and sure enough, hey, 8784, welcome to the Norm at Night Show. If you want to talk to us about just about anything you want, I'll be more than happy to. Oh, 8784 just logged out. I'd have been more than happy to talk about whatever you wanted to talk about. Hey, 9034, welcome. You're logged into the Norm at Night Show chat room. If you want to just give me a number to call in. Uh-oh. Somebody's telling me there's no sound. Shoot. What is going on? Damn it. AS, I'm glad you're here. I've been told there's no sound on the Norm at Night Show. God damn it. Let me see if I can figure out what's going on. This is a test. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. It looks like I've lost some sound again. Can you hear me? Please, can you hear me? Somebody in the chat room, can you hear me? I don't know what's going on. Ah, shoot. I don't know what is happening here. Never a dull moment. I'm baffled here. Can you hear me? Somebody in the chat room, tell me whether you can hear me or not. Oh, shoot. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Oh, good. Okay. I don't know what happened to the sound, but it's back now. And if it ever really left at all, and I'm really happy to hear that. As I was saying, I was driving home from work today, and I was driving with a friend of mine, and somehow we got talking about therapy. I guess it's because I said something where I wanted to know, why does it seem everybody's in some kind of God-blessed therapy? Everybody's got to need help. Everybody needs help. Sound is up. Yes, thank you very much there, LHD. I'm glad the sound is up. I don't know what to say or what to do. But anyway, I guess, I left a job that I had for a long, long time, and I saw a psychiatrist about it. And it was really, kind of silly. I mean, not silly, but I guess it did some good. But the friend and I, we were talking, and the idea was always, what are you talking about? I mean, why do people need therapy? And my friend said to me, people need therapy because they need somebody to talk to. They need somebody to listen to what's going on in their heads. And we don't have anybody that... we don't have friends anymore. We don't have people who listen to us. We don't have people who we aren't afraid to tell the truth to. And that, and so I dropped them off and I continued on my long trek home. A lot of times on Tuesday I'll go out with some other friends and have coffee, and I realized that, I missed that. But here I am, I'm driving on the Capitol Beltway, and sure enough, I'm starting to think, why do none of us tell the truth to each other? And so we just tell one big fib after another, one lie. Everybody tells somebody, it seems, at least the people who seem to get ahead, tell somebody whatever they want to hear. Everybody manages to say the right thing, do the right thing. Well, let me tell you something. That's why we need therapy. That's the damn well reason why you got to have somebody to tell the truth to. Because when you God bless it lie all the time, it just sort of gets to you. At least that's my take on the subject. So why don't you give me a call, 347-945-6713. Why are we all afraid? Or not afraid. I don't know what it is. Help me figure this out. 347-945-6713 is the number. One of the things I got to do is get myself a God-blessed new computer and mixer to do the Norm at Night show with. The only way I'm going to do that is if I get a whole bunch of money. So if you're out there listening and you like what we do here, and there are a lot of people that like what we do here, we got to figure out some way to do it better, and I'm going to sure try it. Hey, by the way, we're less than 2,000 listeners away from the magic 100,000 listener mark. That's magic to me anyway. I will be very excited when we get the 100,000 listen, because what we do here at Norm at Night is surely try to make the internet a two-way medium where everybody contributes to what we have. But I need a live caller to help me here straighten myself out. Somebody else just asked me, what are you going to talk on the show tonight? And, you know, I said, well, you know, I'm going to talk about therapy. Maybe it seems like a dumb topic, but, you know, aren't you going to talk about how the government hunted those bombers down like dogs? And, you know what? They did hunt them down like dogs. And everybody throws mud at me when I say they're not guilty yet. He hasn't been proven guilty. Although now they're saying he confessed and all that other kind of nonsense. But the fact of the matter is that he can't even talk. So I guess he could write his confession and all that stuff. But it's just like every other, I don't want to talk about the Boston Massacre or the Second Boston Massacre or the Marathon Massacre or whatever, or the horrific events in Boston. No, I'm tired. I'm weary. I want to know why therapy is such a thriving business. Everybody who has any kind of anger reaction to anything, they all need help. You know, we're all in the freaking matrix. How many, you know, not a soul out there seems to be taking the red pill anymore. Everybody's taking the blue pill. Everybody's opting for security. Well, though my trail has not come to an end, I'm definitely towards the end of it. And I have no desire to take the blue pill. No desire whatsoever. And, you know, and neither should anybody else out there. Everybody's crazy. And everybody needs help. I'm so glad you could hear me out there in, my friend, just my special friend, and a special shout out to those folks in Gaithersburg who listen to me. I'm really happy. Anyway, somebody give me a call, please. I am here ready to listen. I can hear. Well, I'm so glad. And that in itself makes the show worth doing, that there's somebody out there listening. But I need somebody to talk to. 347-945-6713. That's the number on your cell phone. And if you call the show, you can actually, you can talk about whatever you want. You know, we're approaching the first 15 minutes, and I don't know where to go from here. I'm tired. Anyway, it is National Poetry Month, and that's a real interesting thing. I do like poetry. If you've got a poem that you'd like to read to us in any language, actually, give us a call, 347-945-6713. We're going to be doing a lot of poetry events where I work tomorrow, and I was talking to somebody in the hallway today, and I work at a school. I wish I worked at, you know, we were talking about schools, and it's called the School for Tomorrow, SFT, and it's a great place. And, at least the best that there is out there as far as I'm concerned. It's a place I like to work. But let's make it clear that the opinions expressed here on the Norm at Night show are purely my own and have nothing to do with any place I work or anybody I know. You know, the other thing that I'd like to do is talk about how hard it is to be brave. I really don't know all that many brave people who are true to themselves and those around them. I don't know. We're about to get down to the 40 mark, which I mean, I guess we're 20 minutes into the show. And I would, no, I really don't have anywhere to go tonight. All of these things are going on. I just don't want to talk about the bombers. I just don't want to talk about the, oh, I got a call coming in. Hold on. Hey, you're on with. Hey, you're on with Norm at Night. Go ahead.
Hey, Norm.
Hey, how are you? What do you want to talk about tonight?
Whatever you want to talk about, Norm.
Hey, you're the caller. And I just like, you know, somebody told me today that I do a lot of talking and not much listening. So I'm here to listen.
No, you can keep talking. That's fine. I want to hear your stories. You're the storyteller, Norm. I'm your story.
Hey, wait, hold on a second. We're starting to get busy here. Go ahead, West Coast. You're on with Norm.
How's it going tonight?
Well, it's going pretty well. It's going pretty well. I saw some pictures of me today and realized that I got to get going with my Nike Plus and start competing before they start writing Hindenburg on my shorts.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna. Was it Lakehurst, New Jersey, where that baby blew up?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Well, you know, I kind of wondered. I mean, I've been doing everything I can. Well, not exercising as much as I should, but. You know, I'm down to 158 now, believe it or not.
158?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. From what did you start with?
Well, 201 got my attention.
Oh, my goodness. How long did that take you?
Easily two and a half years.
Oh, congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was... I don't know. I mean, some of it had to do with I was having some digestive problems and eating less, and so, but I found some things that work for me, and I'm also like, I don't know if I'm pre-diabetic or diabetic, but then that became an issue too. And it didn't become an issue until I had that weight, so, you know.
Yeah, they say you lose weight and it takes care of all that. I'd have a party if I was 201.
Yeah, the other thing too, now my blood glucose levels are like half of what they were, so yeah, it's sort of working. But there's a lot of stuff I miss, you know, food wise that, you know, I just don't eat anymore.
Like what?
Sweet things primarily. And not as much, you know. And, I mean, I eat fruit. That's it. But actual, like, chocolate, candy, all that is history, you know.
Well, see, my problem, I don't like any of that stuff.
Oh, okay,
I just like lots of what I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's like when we used to, you know, for me, to eat a one-pound steak was common. I mean, now I knock that right out, you know. And now, I mean, I'm lucky if I can eat a six-ounce steak. I just get full, and if that's enough, and it's done, you know. So.
Well, good for you. I have a one-pounder, and I tell them to bring me another one.
Ah, well. Yeah, it's a... I had wondered. Now, have you had problems with, your glucose levels or anything like that?
Yeah, my doctor keeps telling me I'm gonna have.
Yeah.
But, you know, he keeps telling me, Norm, you know, you're healthy, but you're fat. If you stay fat, you won't get healthy.
But
I got this game to play, you know, where I put my Nike Plus on in my pocket and I go while running down a question.
Oh.
But at least I can walk. At least I can walk.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on your joints in that, too. You know, hips, knees, ankles. I mean, all that weight.
Oh, no, there's, you know what, that I would, there's no question about that. You still drink beer?
Oh, now and then. I've like switched to red wines and that.
Uh-huh. We were beer drinkers in the day.
Oh, in the day, yeah. But you know, I looked at the carbohydrate thing was like, okay, I got to give that up. So the wine looked like a better choice. And, you know.
I can remember in Canada when the truck would come with 500 cases for the party.
Oh, yeah, geez. But, you know, it was funny, though. I mean, when I think back on the quantities, I mean, the incredible quantity of beer we would drink. Not just there, but on Elmwood or any of the East Side bars. And that would get you certified as an alcoholic these days, because I think they, four drinks in one sitting is considered a binge? I don't know, that was an appetizer for us. You know? Dear God.
Oh, and the shot they would drink at Babe's.
Oh, God.
I couldn't drink whiskey. I still can't.
Yeah. My neighbor had a party over the summer, and he had a big bottle of Crown Royal, and he kept pouring those things, and, you know, and I drank like three of them, and I was history. I was like, oh, God, it's a good thing I only got to walk across the street. Yeah. But I watch people pour this stuff down. Boom, boom, boom.
Are you still drawing out there?
What's that?
Are you still drawing? You still making comics?
Oh, nah, that's another thing I haven't done much of. I don't know. I can't, other than making jokes now and then and putting them online, I can't say I've got there's been much creativity. You know. Not sure why. I don't think I'm burned out, but, I just haven't done it in quite a while. I'm keeping busy with the garden, The garden is creative,
158. God, I'm not sure.
Well, I'm shooting. My ideal weight is supposed to be 140, so I'm trying. I want to get there. I really, I'm not pushing it hard, but, I plan to be there maybe a year from now. It's only 18 more pounds.
I'm 160 when I graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd lost about 25 pounds from when I was a freshman. Because I didn't milk anymore.
Yeah.
I stopped drinking milk when I was a freshman in college. Mostly because soda pop was cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's still cheap. Way cheap.
No, I know.
So I.
But anyway, what do you think about this? Is therapy in America?
Well, not. Let's talk about your way, Norm. Let's talk about how you're gonna get it down.
Oh, now we want to talk about the big fella's way. Well, my high, which I'm not at right now. Thank God, my high was at least before I took the batteries out of the scale and threw them away. Was 277.
Woo.
And I'm in the 260s right now. I should lose some weight.
If there's any other one thing if it's a real big factor or not, but all the processed food I used to eat, I gave that up entirely. I mean, I used to love, Stouffer's lasagna and Marie Callender, the big pot pies and all that kind of stuff. I gave it, just don't do it anymore. But then, those things are just nothing but fat. I mean, that one pot pie was like 550 calories of fat. Plus the gluten and all the other crap that's in there, but. Yeah.
Oh, but remember eating pizza and drinking red wine at Casa de Pizza?
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Holy cow. Playing speed chess till 4 in the morning.
Mm hmm. Yeah, and how many times did we get stranded on Elmwood in a snowstorm?
More than once.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yep.
Walking down Delton in a blizzard.
Yeah. Well, I remember. Let's see.
This is an old home night. Now the whole world's going to know. That the hoedown and I are, if they don't know it already, go way back.
Yeah, to somewhere in the 70s. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember the year exactly, but probably mid to early 70s, something like that.
Early 70s, yeah, because I went to Maryland in 75.
Mm-hmm.
I think that picture's on my Facebook page.
Well, there's one, yeah. By the time I came down to visit you. Yeah.
I was in the dormitory.
Mm-hmm.
Being the dormitory official, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
Never a dull moment.
Mm-hmm.
On my Facebook page.
I have some other ones, but yeah, I thought, well, you know, we weren't exactly sober, so I figured those ones, I wouldn't post those.
Yeah, we've been down like at the annual Crystal Beach bed race.
Yeah, that, and well, there were some from my old apartment, you know, which,
Elmwood Avenue, though, in the Porsche.
I don't remember when you got rid of that. You took it down to D.C.
But it would be no parking spaces anywhere. I'd pull it up on the street and park it under the window in full feathers.
Those were cute little cars. I like that one.
Oh, it's a
different color. Yeah.
Hey, color, I like the color. Don't you be throwing stones at the color.
Well, I mean, I would want silver or black, you know.
I happen to like green. Lime green, eh? And speaking about that, how about those Louis Red Hots?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they actually relocated. I think they're up in the North Bailey area or somewhere up there.
They're actually still in business?
They're still around, yeah. Yeah, if you Google them, there's like their story, you know, and what have you. And now there's another Louis in town, but it's not the same people. But I'm not sure. I think he may even have more than one, you know.
I want to talk about how everybody's got a therapist nowadays.
Oh, therapy, yeah. We should stay on topic, huh?
Yeah.
So, well, okay. My personal view is that it's popular now. You had said something earlier about people not having friends to confide in and all that. And
that's not my idea. That actually was the idea of somebody I was riding with today.
Okay.
The idea stuck with me.
Yeah, the other I would say is that we don't have the family structure we used to have. You know, where you'd have a godfather or an old uncle or somebody in the family would take care of problems, you know. And I think most of the dynamics were in the family. So, you know, if you had any emotional issues or whatever, you had to work it out there. But that's gone. I mean, that's just not there for most people.
So what do we do?
Well, you know, if you need help, where do you go? Well, then this is all we have at this point, unless you try to establish that again with your family, you know. I mean, when I call home, I talk to, depends who picks up the phone, might be my mother, might be my sister. But we talk for a couple hours. And it's, I guess you could call it somewhat therapeutic, because we run through the whole gamut of emotions and the past and the future.
We just did that.
Mm-hmm.
In a matter of speaking. You know, and what do you think about all this 750?
What was that?
I said, what do you think about it?
Like, I can't, my Skype is not working properly.
Oh, you can't hear me?
I can't hear you. What was that? Say it again. It's just, I was like static or something.
Oh,
well, I just wonder what you think about this conversation.
Well, you said exactly what I said, Norm. So what you were saying is exactly what I think it is, and I think, yeah, like that's why it's such a big business now. And I think when someone talks to you, I think the best job a therapist can do is not even give him any suggestion, just listen to them. And I think you, like I've noticed when I talk to my students, when I talk to other people, when I just listen to them after like half an hour of conversation, like very frank conversation, like their spirits cheer up, have a different twinkle in their eyes. And what I said before, like if you share your problems, it divides, but you share your happiness, it multiplies. That's exactly what I think. I mean, and I don't really, and there's a huge increase in amount of like prescription drugs, which I do not approve of, which I think is not good though. Like everyone is diagnosed with like ADD or like, you know, anxiety disorder or something like that. But that is what, I don't think it can be cured with drugs. Like, I don't think we should be like, I think it's like this generation, like the generation coming out, like our generation is like, you know, quick fixes. Like you have something, quick fix. Like if you have a headache, take like the biggest pill. Like you got to be done in like
half. Oh, yeah.
Like you have anxiety, like give me a pill. Like I want to be over like soon. Like I want to work for like 10 hours, like 20 hours. Like I want to be the most, like make a lot of money. And yeah, that's what I think. I don't.
Yeah, there's one thing that bothers me, you know, about psychology and psychiatry is the amount of confidence that people generally have in that field, where the efficacy does not warrant that at all. You know, if I'm in talk therapy with a counselor for 3 years, 4 years, something's not working, in my opinion.
I don't even know what talk therapy is.
Just seeing a psychologist, and whether you're in group or you're in a one-on-one situation. But, you know, we have to look at, see, psychology is not a science. Okay?
No, exactly. It's a mix of art. And
it's philosophy, it's folk wisdom, it's common sense, and yeah, it's a mix of things. It's religion. That's certainly big in there too.
Yeah, the priest took care of a lot of that therapy stuff in the old days.
Yeah, that is true. Yes. And I know if you had issues, like in the military, the first thing they did was send you to the chaplain.
No, I absolutely remember.
Yeah, although, I mean, most of those guys were trained counselors anyway, but, you know.
I have great respect for experimental psychologists. I mean, people who try to figure out how organisms think and relate to each other.
Yeah.
I would go to a psychiatrist before. I just would. I would want a doctor trying to tinker with my head.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
you know.
The psychiatrist, all they do is want to prescribe drugs.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of pressure from the insurers. They'd much rather have you on a pill than being counseled every week. A lot cheaper. And I really don't trust a lot of the medications, especially antidepressants and things like that. I mean, just anecdotally from what I've heard, you know. I don't.
You know, and I mean, it's. I'm sure they were there, but when we were kids, I don't remember anybody being bipolar.
No, I never heard of it. I mean, I knew people. I knew people who took Valium, and that was about all. I don't remember. You know, they'd be stressed at work or whatever the issue was, and they'd walk out with a prescription.
A couple of schizophrenics they used to let come to the chest club from the state hospital on Friday.
Oh, God. Yeah, I remember a couple occasions where we had people that, you know, were I don't know, made everybody uncomfortable. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
So,
and Ronald Reagan, another one of his big contributions to America.
Yeah, well, the impact is still here in California, where I think, I forget the number, the percentage of prisoners here who are basically, you know, people who were let out of the big mental hospitals that they closed down, you know. They all went into the community.
You guys just do something else out in California that's going on right now.
Well, the resources have been cut dramatically. At this point, the most any of these community health centers can do is, you know, prescribe medications. There's really not much else happening.
Oh, I got a couple of messages in the mail that they want the libertarian hoedown to go back to the cult.
Back to where?
They missed the cult.
Well,
he should lost his twice in personality.
Well, if you want me, you can send me those. I'll respond personally.
I will the next time.
So,
actually, he's a friend. He calls me all the time. I'm going to listen to the show. I don't see the cult anymore. Where's the cult? Where's the cult?
They haven't made the... Okay. Well, I haven't been able to log in with that. I'll see if I can do something about it. But that's why I created a new account, because the old one just wouldn't let me in there.
Well, so is your phone situation all straightened out?
Oh, yeah. I've pretty much got my home network all set. So I've got everything connected. I can watch cable TV anywhere in the world. I can.
Do you have a Sling?
I've got that Hopper thing through the Dish Network. So I've got all that. And
You got the Hopper too. The Hopper.
Yeah, I got the Hopper. Yeah. And it's funny too. Now I've got Comcast for the phone and the internet, which is really a good... I'm getting that. I got 2 years at $39.95 a month, which is pretty outrageous.
California, sure.
So, yeah, so I'm set for a couple years now. One thing I had to do was I had to hardwire the Hopper box to the router. So I did have to run some cables here and there. That's what I was doing a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh. You did that yourself.
So, yeah, sure. It's easy stuff. So, I mean, when I was at the B, we had to do things like that, too. You know, and you pick it up real fast.
Oh, no, I know.
But now
I
got some electric.
How long were
you at? Oh, nearly 20 years, if you count the two
really?
Places. You know. Yeah.
Wow. Now you're just a happily retired man while I still slave away.
Oh, come on now. Now, you got a pension somewhere, don't you? I thought you did.
Well, a private one, and it'll be fine. I like working.
Oh, okay. Well, I wouldn't mind doing part-time work, but that's as motivated as I am right now, so... So, there's always enough for me to do here, you know?
So, what else can we talk about? I think we'd be, you know, one of the things that I always was a big fan, speaking of therapy, although it was of psychohistory.
Hmm.
And it was in... Well, it was in high favor for a while till Fawn Brody wrote the book about Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah.
And they all of a sudden, you know, the guy had warts.
Yeah.
And they practically drummed her out of the profession. Hey, how about some poetry? Who wants to talk some poetry out there? Because tomorrow's poetry. And we're going to have a slam.
Oh, one of those things. Yes. I haven't ever been to one, but I've seen them.
I'm looking forward to the slam, but the problem I'm afraid of is that nobody's going to have any poetry to slam.
Oh,
Well, we're going to have some sessions in the morning, and hopefully some people will write some poetry.
Ah, yeah.
Hey, 750, you ever been to a poetry slam? I'm afraid 750 may have logged out and not hung off his telephone.
Oh, okay.
He disappeared from the chat room, but he's still showing up on the switchboard. You know, it's got a question mark with yours, too, and I don't quite understand what that means.
Don't know.
But I gotta get the equipment replaced. Of that, there is no question. But shout out to my favorite listeners, who I'm sure are listening quietly in the background. And it always makes me feel good to know that there are some people out there. Somebody said they got off Skype because they could not hear the show properly. That's interesting. I've been using Skype for the show for, the last 6 or 7 months. And, you know, it's been usually pretty good for me.
Yeah.
And now when I re-signed up for Skype... I don't know. I clicked something, but now, even though I use Skype, it uses my cell phone number as my private Skype number. So if you Skype me, it connects to my cell phone, and I don't quite know how to turn that off, but I'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Because I used to have a 410 number. Put my Skype number, and somehow I clicked the box to make my Skype number my cell phone number too.
Now, does Skype allow you to do, video calls on your cell phone?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, cool. Well, that's
because I have a Skype app on my cell phone too.
Yeah. Huh. Oh,
and so that's really pretty cool.
Yeah.
I got a friend who, you know, he won't have a telephone. The only thing he has is Skype on his computer. And So I finally can talk to him because what I do is I simply use Skype. And now when I call anybody on my cell phone, it asks me, do I want to use the phone or do I want to use Skype? If I use Skype, I chew up the data time. If I want to use the phone, I chew up minutes. But I've never been close. I've never been close to using up either one. Buffalo News reporting Joe the other day.
Yeah.
They had the story about the train in Canada.
Oh, yeah. I've heard a little bit about it, but, you know.
And the Mounties finally did something right.
Yeah. From what I've heard, apparently there's quite a lot of political turmoil in Canada right now.
Well, the Conservatives are in charge.
Yeah, that's mostly what I'm referring to. I mean, they're just trying for massive changes up there, and, you know, of course, we aren't getting those kinds of changes because, you know, pretty much nothing's getting past the House, and that's the way it is, so. Of course, we'll see what happens next year. Yeah. Oh, did you hear Bloomberg today?
I got that extra book of things to talk about and just never got to it.
Yeah, that, I mean, you know, the guy, you know, it was one thing with the sodas and whatever else and the fat in the fast food restaurants. And, of course, now he wants to raise the cigarette, the age to buy cigarettes in New York City to 21.
Yeah, where are they going to get the money to run the government if everybody smokes?
Yeah, because they charge, what is it, it's like $110 a carton? I don't know. But yeah, they need that money. But his latest is, you know, in response to the Boston Marathon event, the
government needs power.
Yeah, we have to. The government needs more power, so we have to change the Constitution to give the government more power. I said, good God! I mean, you know, does he want to be on the Big Brother poster? You know, that seems to be where he's going. there was a time when he was more or less a moderate Republican, and I don't know what happened now.
No, I don't know either. But anyway, a big shout out to all my friends who are listening, and in particular to my accomplice in handheld movie making. A big shout out. I'm looking for things. There we go. Hey, we got a new guest coming in. 1260, welcome. We got about 6 minutes here with the Norman Knight Show. Anyway, we're having some sound issues, and I'm going to have to investigate these things. But we're closing in on those 100,000 listeners. I'm really pretty happy about that.
That's
cool. S1260, a shout out to you. I'm trying to 750. Are you still on the air with me? I'm showing you here, but you logged out, so it must be showing a false presence. That's all I can think of.
Mm.
Anyway, We only got about 5 minutes left, so is there anything you want to... anybody in the chat room got anything you'd like us to talk about? Actually, there's not many people in there, because according to my switchboard, you left the chat room, too.
Oh, and see, I'm still, as far as I know, I'm still logged in over there. So, but I'm outside on the patio now, enjoying the... This is what I call the stinky season, because my neighbor's got jasmine all over the place, and that's flowering. I've got about 25 rose bushes here, and they're in full bloom. And the orange tree is blossoming. So between the three of them, it's just overwhelming.
Oh, really?
It's nice. In small doses, it's okay. I've been out here now for, 40 minutes, and it's starting to get to me. Because it's like this...
It's still daylight out there, isn't it?
Oh, sure, yeah. Still quite nice.
It's only 6:50.
Yeah, it's, let me think. It's around 80 degrees.
Oh,
I love
God,
this weather.
I hate...
I get to walk around in a pair of shorts and nothing else. That is just my kind of weather.
Yeah, well, it was 50-something today. It's going to be in the 70s tomorrow, so that should be a nice day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The sun is really bright. Just to make you feel a little, well, I don't know if it'll make you feel good or bad, but Saturday it was measurable snow in Buffalo, New York.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it didn't stay long. It was measurable.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, when you move to Buffalo, well, if you live in Buffalo, you know, you have to expect snow, certainly. That's going to be there. So, yeah, we're probably going to be, I would say certainly we're going to be in a drought season here. So, it won't be so bad up here because we have all the water, but the southern part of the state is just bone dry. I mean, they're worried. There could be some enormous fires down there this summer or fall, you know. And the farmers will get less water. Well, we know that.
But you do all the agriculture, right?
A good part of it is here, but then you go all the way down the San Joaquin Valley. You know, I mean, that's where the monster farms are. I mean, they produce incredible amounts of food. You know, but then there are other sections, too. I mean, you have the Salinas Valley, and that whole section north of Monterey, between Monterey and San Jose, and that's where all the garlic and the artichokes and all the broccoli, all that stuff comes from there, you know. What we call winter crops. You know. But now, see, we're big for asparagus, too. And the big asparagus festival is this weekend. I don't know if I'm going down this year or not, but you haven't lived until you've had breaded, deep-fried asparagus. That is so good.
That's very good for my gout.
Well, yeah, I suppose. But they take these enormous stalks of asparagus and they dip it in a thick beer batter, deep fry those things, and give you a side order of ranch dressing to dip it in. Oh, baby.
That helps you stay at 158, though.
Well, now you don't want to eat a whole lot of that. In fact, just the one serving that they give you, it's got like maybe 8 stalks in it. I can't finish that. It's that, you know, and it's mostly the grease, you know.
It's definitely not good for my gout. Well, last 45 seconds, what do you want to say to the audience? Because we're getting ready to play the goodbye music. Another week of Norman coming to an end.
Yeah, no, I have no special message. Everybody be cool and And write your congressman or email them and tell them to vote against that damn internet tax. We don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
Even though Obama wants it.
Internet.
I don't think.
Oh, right.
I don't,
I'm all for that.
Yeah, I don't think Obama has ever seen a tax he didn't like. He's supporting
us. Oh, God. I don't want to talk about Obama this week. We'll talk about it next week. We are out of here. Norm at Night is complete for another Tuesday.
Okay, take care, man. Good night.
Bye-bye. We are done. At least we're trying to be done.